For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Mid Prairie School Board President Jim Hussey to go over the update they were given on the district's building projects at Monday's meeting, and we'll also talk about an upcoming vacancy.
What we really talked about last night was the central office building and where it would be located. Our original intention was to have it on the same side of the highway as the high school, and there's been discussion about siding and so forth, and as it stands here today, I'm not part of that particular committee working on its siding, but my sense and my understanding is that we're still looking at the location of the central administrative office building and the alternate high school sharing the same building and being on the same side of the highway as the high school itself. We're still at the stage where we're looking at the size, the layout, the format of the building, so it's probably pre-design is my lay way of saying that we're certainly not putting nails to hammers. We're looking at the space, how to make it work, and where to make it work. You know, we've been working through the construction projects on, it's fair to say, all of the buildings in the district. This is, I believe, the last in the line. So I don't want to be tied down on a particular date, but this will be a while yet before we actually start to dig a hole and put a building up. So it'll be probably several months and maybe the next construction season before we begin.
Well, when it comes to building projects, it seems like you already got a lot going on.
Yes, yeah, that's a larger point. There's a lot going on in every building, and there are only so many people around to help make all those decisions. And so we sequence it out and make sure that we're doing a good job with each. So again, we want to get the classroom space going in all the other buildings, and then we'll work on that alternative high school and central administrative office building. The list of projects that were authorized in the bond vote from last April 1st, just, you know, hard to believe, more than 11 months ago now, we're working on all of those simultaneously. And again, we're sequencing out the work, make the decisions, and as we go forward, and as it kind of goes from the broader strokes to the more detailed strokes to making specific decisions on what kind of brick or siding and what kind of carpet or flooring or whatever it might be, there's just a sequence of decisions that you have to make to get more and more specific. So each project is at a different point in that process, but we're working our way through the district so that we can get the benefits of the bond vote to our students as quickly as we can.
You guys are also dealing with a pending resignation. She hasn't formally resigned yet, but she's planning to. Did the board make a decision on who would take over that position?
There were no appointments in terms of the vacancy. We're looking for good candidates. This is just a fairly short-term commitment that we would have for this particular vacancy. It would be roughly from beginning of April until the end of August. So it's an April to August gig, and it's an opportunity for somebody to see if they like the school board service or if it's, you know, not something for them. We would like people who, all other things being equal, might be able to represent the Wellman or the Westchester side of the district. We tend to be a little bit heavy on the Kelowna side right now, and that would be a good thing to have. Stacia, who is leading the board, was able to represent the Wellman community, and she also represented our gender balance that we have on the board. You know, all other things being equal, again, it'd be nice to have a female serving on the board. In September, there'll be a new election, and the voters will decide who they decide on. But in the meantime, it'd be great to do what we can to increase the diversity of service on the board.
Would that be a special election in September?
No, it's the regular two-year cycle on the elections. So the person who is filling this seat is simply filling out the remainder of Stacia's term. And then that person would have to run for re-election if he or she chose to do so in September.
That was my conversation with Mid Prairie School Board President Jim Hussey for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.